Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, fabulous Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults weekly news Squiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Christy Kidgerina. All week in the Squiz Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained and in the process see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shoutouts and all the shoutouts for the weekend coming, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be Friday without it. Here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the weekend news, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy peasy. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. An Aussie schoolboy made a record-breaking 200-metre run this week. He covered the distance in a mind-blowing 20.04 seconds. Who is this speedy young champ? His name is Gwot Gwot. I'll also accept Gout Gout. Question number 2. A world-famous cathedral in Paris reopened this week, 5 years after being damaged by a devastating fire. What is the name of the cathedral? And I'll give you a hint. A Disney character named Quasimodo lives there, and it's also in the title of that movie. If you said Notre Dame, you are correct. Question number 3. We heard in the podcast this week that Adelaide Zoo will soon be welcoming 2 new arrivals. What type of animals are these new residents? And I'll give you a hint. They're of the giant variety. They're black and white, and they're not cows. What are they? Of course, they're giant pandas. Question number 4. A pair of magical ruby slippers from a 1937 movie featuring Dorothy and her friends, the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow, sold for $43 million earlier this week. What is the name of that movie? Great work if you knew that it's The Wizard of Oz. Question number 5. The NRL Football Code announced yesterday that a brand new club will be joining their ranks in 2028. This team comes from a country that is Australia's nearest northern neighbour. Which country is it? Is it A, New Zealand, B, Indonesia, or C, Papua New Guinea? That's right, it's C, Papua New Guinea. Welcome, PNG. Yay! How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Reckon you're going to beat the adults? Yeah, I reckon so too. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up that old grey matter. Here we go. Question number 1. Syria has been in the headlines this week as the country's ruling regime, which held power for more than 50 years, fled the capital. Can you name Syria's historic capital city? Awesome work if you knew that it's Damascus. Question number 2. On the podcast this week, Bryce mentioned that an American air defense organization has activated its satellites to prepare for its annual Santa Claus tracking on Christmas Eve. What is the name of this military organization? It's called NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Question number 3. We learned this week that fake news is causing trouble for the rollout of a special cow food designed to reduce methane emissions from cow burps and farts. The chemical symbol for methane is CH4. What do the C and H stand for in this formula? That would be carbon and hydrogen. Question number 4. This week, media mogul Rupert Murdoch lost a high-profile family trust case involving 3 of his children. This real-life drama has been compared to which hugely popular TV show? Nice work if you knew that it's Succession. Question number 5, and we're going to finish this week with more football news. FIFA has announced the host country for the 2034 Men's Football World Cup. Which nation will be hosting this prestigious event? Did you say Saudi Arabia? Well done, adults. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of those cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. That's the end of the quiz, which means that now it's time for...
shoutouts.
It's Friday, December 13. Friday the 13th has long been considered an unlucky day, but it's actually just a pretty normal day. So feel free to pat any black cats that cross your path. I've got 2 at home. And I've stuck a link to an explainer video all about Friday the 13th in the episode notes. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. A very happy birthday to Albie from Bundaberg, Darcy and Sasha from Lane Cove, Arkhill from Forest Lake, Artie from Wagga Wagga, Ivy from Woongarra, Mason from Oran Park, Flynn from Sydney, Corey from West Albury, Hugh from Canberra, George and Temmie from Wentworth Point, Annabelle from Somerville Rise, Olivia from Cannon Hill, Layla from Thaguna, Evie from Kilsyth, Emerson from Langwarrin, Lulu from DY, and Matilda from Moree. And a belated shout out goes to Jacilla, Tobias, Hanoi, Tally, Elle, Joshy, Em, and Leon, who all go to playgroup together in Cromer Heights. Happy birthday, guys! Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. If you've sent us a birthday shout out and your birthday falls over these coming school holidays, listen in on the Friday of your birthday week for your birthday shout out. And what's that? Can you hear that? It's the sound of summer. And it's the sound of Squiz Kids going into summer holiday content mode as of next week, serving up a whole bunch of cool kids content to keep you entertained over the long Christmas holiday break. This is our final week of the Daily News podcast, but we're not leaving you in the lurch. There will be shortcuts every week, including an excellent one next week on the science of Santa. Join us on Monday for that. A bumper school holiday kids versus adult quiz every Friday. Brain teasers to keep those cogs turning next week from Tuesday to Thursday. And special holiday themed Squiz the Worlds. And not forgetting our first ever Squiz Kids Q&A, and I'm so excited, it's with Santa Claus himself. Just make sure you've subscribed to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and you won't miss a thing. For now though, this is Christy Kidgerina signing off and reminding you to get out there and have a most excellent holiday. Over and out.